We ready to go? Okay. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes for December 3rd, 2015?
So moved.
It's been moved. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Any communications for information? Ms. Hobson?
None this evening.
None this evening? Actions on matters now pending new business?
None this evening.
Considerations of matters set for public hearing?
None this evening.
And civil service coordinator report?
None this evening.
Thank you. Human Resource Director reports and requests.
Thank you. Good evening, Chair Summers and members of the Civil Service Board. I have four reports regarding the request for list extension and a list abolishment that I approved. And then there are four action items for your consideration. So briefly on the, I approved a list abolishment request for a wastewater treatment plant senior operator. This was a promotional list. There were three people originally on the list, two City of Tacoma residents. Two people were hired from the list, one City of Tacoma resident. There's still one person on the list, and so that list was abolished. There was a request for list extension, a 12-month list extension for the solid waste mechanic. That was approved. There were 14 people originally on the list, five City of Tacoma residents. Two people were hired from the list. One was a City of Tacoma resident. So there's still 12 people on the list and four City of Tacoma residents. I also approved a list extension 12 months for heavy equipment operator. This is an open list. There were 37 people originally on the list, seven City of Tacoma residents. One person was hired from the list. So there's still remaining 36 people on the list and seven City of Tacoma residents. And then I also...
Pardon me. Joy, could you maybe speak into the mic
okay.
a little more or something?
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
And then I did approve a list abolishment request for a program development specialist. There were 43 people originally on the list, no Tacoma residents, and one person was hired from the list. So the request for Civil Service Board action.
Excuse me.
Board yes. Member Sexton.
Thank you, Madam Chair. If I may, I was just curious about this list. So originally there was 43 people and no Tacoma residents. And currently there's 42 people on the list and 20 Tacoma residents.
I think that's a typo. So
okay.
I apologize.
I was just wondering, did they all move here, or
no,
they found out how great it was after
yeah.
they applied?
Yeah.
No. Sorry.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. So we have requests for Civil Service Board action. The first three action items will be presented by Human Resource Analyst Rodney Croston, and the fourth request for a reduction in the probationary period will be presented by HR Analyst Audrey Hornbuckle. So Rodney will come up and introduce the managers that are with him as well.
Good evening, Chair Summers, members of the board. I'm Rodney Croston from the Human Resources Department, and this is Brian King from Tacoma Water. We are here tonight to request a waiver of competitive exam for Doug Blanchard. Doug was hired as a project water quality specialist back in December of 2003. He participated in open competitive exams and was promoted to a permanent environmental tech position in July of 2005. And then he again competed in open promotional or an open competitive exam and was promoted to a senior environmental tech position. And his position has continued to evolve, and a recent review of his work has resulted in a reclassification to the environmental specialist classification, which is a higher pay than his current senior environmental technician position. So this is a promotion. Employees who are reclassified to a position that has a higher pay are made temporary in that new class until the next round of exams, and they have an opportunity to compete, which makes sense most of the time. But in this case, he's really the single incumbent up there. There's one other senior environmental technician, but they do a very focused area of work around GIS, and Doug has his own specialty of work. So an exam, he would be the only person that would really apply and compete. So rather than go through that exercise, we're just requesting a waiver of competitive exam to appoint Mr. Blanchard in the higher classification of the position he already occupies.
Madam Chair.
Board Member Sexton.
I move that we grant the city's request for a waiver of competitive examination for Doug Blanchard.
Second.
It's been seconded. Do I hear any discussion? Any questions?
Yes.
Question,
ma'am.
Board Member Heller.
I have a couple questions just on process. So when we do a reclass, what's the standard? Is it 6 months? Is it more or is it less that they've been doing the work of the higher job class?
I don't know that we have such a standard. The change has to be permanent and significant. And they typically look for a gradual accretion of duties over a period of 2 years or more. Mr. Blanchard has been in his position.
I'm not so much worried about Mr. Blanchard specifically. I'm just looking at process. So normally when an employee, you go through a reclass, they've been doing the work for a period of time. So with that, what you talked about, normally the process is then they are put in temporarily at the higher class. Is that per code policy? What's the authority or the tipping point that has you making them temporary at that point and not permanent?
Yes, it is in the municipal code. I forget the number, but the title is Status of Employees Affected by Reclassification.
Okay. All right. Okay, and just for future reference, can you guys send me that so I can take a look at that? Thanks.
Thank you. Are there other questions? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Next item.
So Craig Lowry is joining me from Tacoma Power for our next request for a waiver of competitive exam for Timothy Kuczynski into the line clearance tree trimmer classification. Tim was hired permanently from the eligible list from open competitive exams as a line clearance tree trimmer in 2007. He had completed the 4,000 hour power line clearance journeyman tree trimmer apprenticeship approved by the Washington State Apprenticeship Council. And he worked in that capacity till July 15th of 2013. He participated in open competitive exams for a line apprenticeship that has a lower salary. So he took a demotion to go into the apprenticeship. And it's been a few years, just over 2 years, and he has decided he would like to go back to his permanent position as a line clearance tree trimmer. And a position's available. There is a section in the municipal code that allows an employee to be reinstated within 2 years. I think he's just over that two-year period that he's not eligible for reinstatement. Again, there's only one vacancy, and rather than go through the exercise of establish a list when we have a viable candidate who would be better suited for this job, they're already fully trained and have several years of experience doing, we are requesting a waiver of competitive exam to permanently appoint Mr. Kuczynski.
Madam Chair.
Board Member Sexton.
I move that we grant the city's request for a waiver of competitive examination for line clearance tree trimmer Timothy Kuczynski.
Kuczynski.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Any questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Moving on. Thank you. See, wasn't that easy?
I'll accept the Kuczynski part. See here.
And this is Cheryl Brown, and we are here to request a waiver of competitive exam for Andrew Clark and Nicholas Jordan and Daniel Wonderly in non-competitive appointment, into the classification of line electrician, and Konstantin Pavenko into the classification of line electrician. All of these apprentices competed in open competitive exam to get into the apprenticeship and are either completing the apprenticeship or, in Mr. Pavenko's case, are soon about to complete the apprenticeship. We thought since we were already bringing the manager and the group in, we would bring them together, and we'd be happy to report back when Mr. Pavenko has completed the apprenticeship, and obviously his appointment wouldn't happen until he does so. But they have completed the apprenticeship, and we have vacancies and would like to appoint them into the journey level classifications.
Board Member Sexton.
Madam Chair, I move that we grant the city's request for non-competitive appointments for line electrician Andrew Clark, pardon me, Nicholas Jordan, and Daniel Wonderly. Oh, and Constantine Pavinka?
Pavinko.
I see I should have been paying attention, huh?
Do I hear a second?
Second.
It's been seconded. Are there any questions? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you. Thank you for coming. And if any of the people that have been named are here and would like to speak for a moment, please.
Or anyone else.
Or anyone else who didn't get an opportunity to speak may come up and...
My name is Daniel Wonderly. I just completed the apprenticeship for Tacoma Power, and I just wanted to say thank you for the appointment, and I look forward to working for the city.
Thank you.
Thank you, and congratulations, too.
My name is Andrew Clark, and I just finished the apprenticeship program, and I want to thank you for your consideration and approval. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank congratulations to you, too.
Is there anyone else?
There you go.
Yes.
Peer pressure can be a wonderful thing.
My name is Nicholas Jordan, and I'd just like to say thank you guys for the opportunity and the approval.
Thank you, and thank congratulations you. To you also.
And
anyone else? There you go. No, I can't hear you.
My name is KP. I just want to say thanks for everything and appreciate it.
Thank you.
And congratulations to you also.
Oh, yay.
There you go.
I'm Craig Lowry. I manage the line group, and I want to say thank you for approving this. These guys are great apprentices, and the city of Tacoma is lucky to have these guys. They're going to make great journeymen, and they're our future. So thank you.
Thank you.
And
thank
good you. Job, you guys.
Yeah, and I'd like to congratulate and thank you all for coming to work for the city of Tacoma. Not a better place to be. Thank you.
Yay.
Okay, and we have one more request.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. I'm Audrey Hornbuckle, Human Resources Analyst for the city of Tacoma. And I apologize that Mr. Carey got called away on an emergency and wasn't able to be here in attendance. He did ask me to convey that for him. I am here to request on behalf of the Environmental Services Department that we please get approval to reduce the probationary period of Mike Carey from what would normally be 9 months to 3 months. And the reason for that is Mr. Carey has been hired and working for the city since 2012 as a project employee. The Environmental Services Department was able to reclassify his project position into a permanent position. And the civil service rules, the Tacoma Municipal Code, allows us to reduce the probationary period of a person who's basically been doing the job continuously from 9 months to three. And the feedback that I have from the city, from the Environmental Services Department, is that he's an outstanding employee. They have nothing but the highest praise for his work. He has a bachelor's degree in landscape architecture from the University of Washington, and they have also utilized his services here in the city as a certified arborist. And kind of as an aside, the city is going to be doing a lot more work on landscape and landscape architecture in the city, and they imagine being able to utilize his services working on those types of projects on a larger basis as well. And he's made presentations to the city council, and he's just very, very well regarded and highly respected. And I request your approval to reduce his probationary period.
Board Member Sexton?
Madam Chair, I move that we grant the city's request for a reduction in probationary period for environmental specialist Mike Carey.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any further discussion? Any questions? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you. Thank you for being here tonight.
Madam Chair.
Board Member Sexton.
If I may, I just like to add that typically I know that in the media minutes there it said Board Member Sexton said two pages good, one page bad, which is generally a very good rule on these reports. The more information, the better. But tonight the one-page reports we got were pretty excellent, I thought, and they had just enough really good information in there for us to figure these things out and to make our decisions. Typically, I like two pages, but these were great.
Thank you. Any other comments about the wonderful reports that we received this evening? Is there any other report from the director?
No, that's all I have.
Are there any comments by the public? Steve, not here.
One line, please. No questions.
Comments by board members? Hearing none, do I hear a motion to adjourn? And we are adjourning to a study session on residency points.
Move to adjourn.
Okay, we are out of here. You guys are so slow.
Boy, that was pretty quick, huh?
Yeah.
You were almost up against my record.
I had good assist. Nice that you can.
Well, I let him talk a little bit.
Oh, okay.